Everybody, Coach Betsy here. Today, with the Plan Like a Boss Challenge, we are in day two, and I want to talk to you all about Ideal Day. So this is a couple of pages in your planner. First, I want to show y'all my handy dandy planner here. I am old school. I print out all my pages and I put them, I know some of you elders will remember the old school Do Something Amazing binder. So I don't order my planner every 60 days because I like to just, instead of having to order it, I like to just print out the 60 day pages. And so that's definitely an option for some of you all who want to do that. So it's totally up to you. But you'll see that Ideal Day is a couple pages in your planner. It's called Creating My Ideal Day. And some of you all may have maybe skipped over these pages or not really understood what these pages are about and kind of how they connect to the goal that you've set and to the habits that you're developing every day and things like that. So that's what I want to talk about today, is what Ideal Day really means and how it connects you to your goal and what you're doing every day. Okay. And so I've got this little drawing here, and it talks about your goal, which is up here at the top of the mountain. Let's pretend this is a mountain. I know I'm a really amazing artist with my little stick figure. This is you, and this is your goal, right? And we are all somewhere in the process of getting to a goal. And that's what we do on the first page of our planner, right? Is set our goal. And we learned about that yesterday. But what Ideal Day does is that it tethers you to your goal. So think about someone who climbs a mountain, right? They have a rope and they throw it up to the top of the mountain to tether themselves to the top of the mountain so that they know where they're going. They know that they're getting there eventually. They're connected to the top of the mountain. And it's there to, that tether is there to really guide them and protect them and help them get to the top of the mountain. Well, that's what your ideal day is. And thinking about what you do every day, that's what helps you tether yourself to your goal. So you've set your goal, and now it's time to throw that tether up and think about what you do every day. Maybe not absolutely every day, right? We're never talking about perfection here. But if we think about our ideal day and maybe just do a few things from that ideal day every day, if we don't do it just like the ideal day, it'll still help us get closer to our goal because we're always tethered to it by doing these things that are included in our ideal day, okay? So that's what I want to talk about today. Let me move over this board a little bit. All right. So move it up here on this side. See a little bit better without the glare. So let's look at the ideal day sheet and see what it says. So first off, let's work on defining what ideal means. I mentioned a second ago that we're not talking about perfection. So we don't call it creating my perfect day. We call it creating my ideal day. And so how is ideal different from perfect? Ideal means it works with my life, right? It's realistic for me. It's doable for me. We use the word doable so much when we're talking about hunger and satisfaction. Let's think about it here too. What's doable for me to get done every day? And so when do you want to wake up? When do you want to go to bed? If you work out, and you know that you all know that we don't require that, but if you work out, when do you do it? When do you make your plans? How do you define self-care? And what does that mean to you? Will you spend your time with family and friends? Talk with them. We've got to be so intentional about doing all of these things, right? For us to get them into our day. And you want to think about developing a morning and an evening routine. So for me, this was really fun for me to do because I love to think about what things I want to get done in the morning and what things I want to get done in the evening that really set me up. But what was also really interesting, and which will probably be the case for you too, is that it's something that you're working on. Like for me, I've got my morning routine down pretty good. I brush my teeth and, you know, go to the bathroom when I get up in the morning. I exercise for about an hour or so. I have an hour where I do what's called my miracle morning. There's a book called Miracle Morning, but you don't have to read it. All it is just you create a certain amount of time and you just put things in there that you want to have in your morning routine. And for me, it is 15 minutes of doing my plan, my assessment of the day before and my plan for today. It's 15 minutes of journaling, 15 minutes of reading, and then 15 minutes of meditation. I am not perfect at that ever, but that's something that I'm always working towards. So that's the next hour. And then the next hour is that I shower and get ready. And probably by that time, I've about had 32 ounces of water. And then I kiss my husband. That's on my morning routine before he goes to work. And then my evening routine is something that I'm still working on. I'm really working towards cleaning the kitchen at night after dinner. Don't always do it. I want to set my coffee up for the next morning because it's part of my morning routine. And I'm working on that. I do it probably one or two evenings a week as I set my coffee up. I want to set out my workout clothes. So when I go to the bathroom in the morning, I don't need to go to a different room to go change clothes for my workout routine. I want to just have my workout clothes there. I probably average 1 or 2 days a week of doing that so far, but I'm just working at it, right? I'm just practicing. And then I brush my teeth at night. I pretty much got that down. I don't skip most nights to brush my teeth. And so you want to look at your morning and evening routines and just think about what you might want to do, what you might want to work towards. And again, none of this is ever perfect. Describe how ideally that you want to eat. Think about what else you want to do in your ideal day. And then I love this question. In what ways am I already living my ideal day? That was so fun for me because I loved reminding myself that I really love my morning routine and it's working for me. And it's just a matter of practicing it every day. And then finally, is there anything I can stop doing each day to help me create my ideal day? And that is coming from a place of compassion and curiosity, right? And so we definitely want to answer that just honestly, but without any judgment, just, you know what do I really need to stop doing? And then the second page just has you list your schedule from as early as 4 a.m. to as late as 10 p.m. and really just looking at it in a different way, right? Really just lining out an ideal day, a doable day for you that would get you to your goals. So it's just a way of thinking about how you might ideally structure a day that will get you to your goals. Remember, we're tethering ourselves to our goal. And how can I start incorporating just one or two of these things gradually? Right? We're always talking about small wins and small progress here at No BS. And how can I just start incorporating a few of these? Because this ideal day is really you looking at yourself into the future, right? Thinking about your future self. We talk about that so much here. And if you are looking into the future, what does your day look like? Ideally, right? We're not talking about perfect and we're not talking about, you know things come up throughout the day, right? Sometimes. But if you could just create an ideal day just for fun, what would it look like? What do you want your day to look like in the future that where you are reaching towards your goals, you've met goals, you're setting more goals, and how do you want to spend your time? So I loved really looking at my ideal day, and I said from 8 to 11 a.m., I'm living my dream of being an amazing No BS coach. I just loved writing that. I loved thinking about how I'm doing that now. I'm living my dream now. I am my future self now. And then thinking about how could I, you know, move into the future with other things, right? I'm already so much of my future self, but what more do I want? We always want to be thinking about what more could we have? And I loved putting in sleep here because sleep is so important. I loved prioritizing time with my husband in the evening. That's my ideal day, is that I want to eat dinner and spend time with him in the evening. I also love thinking about free time and how I want to spend free time, ideally. You want to think about that as well. So I just think that this is such an important exercise for us to do. So don't skip over this part. I would love to hear what is included in your ideal day, what questions you have, just how you're thinking about how you can tether yourself to your goal by the things that you do every day. All right. Can't wait to hear from you. See ya. Bye.